Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about an outdoor activity that you may not have considered, but you might be interested in learning more about panning for gold here in Iowa. Dan Weber is in with us this morning. He's an environmental specialist and works with the district DNR office here out of Atlantic. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Not a problem.
Are people shocked to hear you talk at all about panning for gold in Iowa?
I don't know if I'd say shocked, but they usually don't take you very serious when you when you say there's gold in Iowa.
Now, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, if you're out panning for gold, don't expect to quit your day job.
No. There's not a lot. Just enough you can point it out and say there it is.
Yeah, this isn't the 1849 California Gold Rush. They're not all coming here to have some fun. It's kind of a different type of deal. They call it flower gold around
flower
these parts.
Gold or placer gold. It's was brought down from Canada by the glaciers, and it was ground up into real fine powder, and it's just tiny little specks.
So how do you even know if you've found any?
If you learn the panning process and you get down there and there's a technique in your pan to find it, and you'll see that little speck. And you can test it out. If you poke it with a pin, gold is soft and it'll stick to the pin. If it's a harder mineral, it won't stick or it'll break.
Okay, good to know that part. What got you interested? How long have you been interested in gold panning?
I found out about it when I was younger. I was in the Cub Scouts and I was real interested in rocks and minerals and science in general. And I kind of discovered it that way. But mostly I went to a trip to Colorado and wanted to try it out, and I got a gold pan and got some lessons and saw it, and it was a good time.
Now, there's a little more to it than just stealing mom's cake pan out of the kitchen drawer and running out to the nearest river and trying to figure out what's there. Is there a technique to it? Does it take some practice just like anything else?
The equipment's pretty basic, and it's not that expensive, but mostly there's a lot of technique in the panning. Side-to-side motion, not up and down, not shaking it up. And that's what a lot of beginners tend to just want to shake it. But you're selling out the layers by letting the heavy stuff go down to the bottom.
Does it take a lot of patience?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a quick process, and there's not a whole lot of instant gratification in it.
Well, because I would think a lot of times if you're just going to take a bucket or a pan or whatever, and you're going to try to get through some of the low areas there, some of the shallow areas in some of the rivers and streams, you're probably going to come up with a lot of fairly decent-sized rock.
It helps if you can sort through the bigger rock and get down to the finer sand. What you're looking for is a real fine black sand called magnetite. And that's a heavier iron sand. That's going to be the gold's going to be in there. You're also going to find a lot of artifacts and fossils and things like that.
Where does one find a place to pan gold? I saw it written that you can technically find gold in almost any county in Iowa if you find the right spot. How do you know if you've found the right spot?
Gold has been found in all 99 counties in Iowa, and it can be found in any river or stream. What you're looking for is the glacial deposits of the colorful rock that's been brought down by the glaciers.
So if you start to see something that's got some shine to it, something a little different color than the average limestone or whatever that you find around here, there's a possibility there.
Yeah, anywhere that's deposited, it's been deposited across the state in fine amounts.
Sure. I know people pay a lot of money for granite countertops, but if you find a piece of granite in your pan, you're probably not going to make a fortune, right?
I don't think anyone's buying that.
Okay. But there are some people that collect those kinds of things.
You're going to find lots of cool things besides gold. It's never going to be a bad time. As long as it's nice weather and some good clear water, you'll be okay.
Oh, I'm sure. So are there a lot of folks around this area here in southwest Iowa that are doing gold panning?
It's probably going to be hard to run across someone out in a stream doing it. But there are groups, Facebook groups, and different clubs around Iowa. And I know there's some in Missouri and stuff that get together and go on events and find it.
There are some active groups. And so have you gotten some of your buddies to do it then too?
I do it with a friend. My wife's not too interested. But, a few people have expressed interest and wanted me to take them out and show them around.
Well, we were joking the other day that, if you're out with some buddies and fishing and perhaps not having a lot of luck, that can be kind of a boring day. It gives you something else to do.
The pan's pretty light and small, so you just keep it with some of your gear. You can keep it in your trunk or the back of your truck or something and carry it with you where you go.
So are there some hot spots around here that you like to hit now and again?
I don't know if I'm going to give up my hot spots, but nothing major.
Yeah.
Some good sandbars, gravel.
Like a good fisherman. Not going to give up the honey hole location. Okay, very good. Well, what should somebody know? What's the first thing that they really need to know if they think, you know, this kind of might be interesting. Maybe I want to try this out.
Well, equipment, it's pretty basic. So you need a pan. They're not that expensive.
A specific pan?
A gold pan helps because it has the angled and it has the riffles that help you sort it out.
Where would you find something like that?
Online. You can find anything online. There's a few sporting goods stores in Iowa that'll sell them. But online's your best bet. You order one. I would watch a lot of videos on YouTube. There's some videos for panning for gold and stuff that really shows you the technique, and that's what you kind of need to see, that the motions you do in the process.
For somebody who just first starts, it is quite the process. You are working down and you're not finding chunks of gold like you used to see in the old westerns. It's not like that. Are there a lot of times that people will actually maybe have some but not even realize it? They just kind of miss it?
Even if you get down to that fine amount and you get that black sand, if you're finding black sand, you're finding gold. It's real hard to even separate the gold out of that. That's one of the most difficult parts of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every pan you grab in the right area will have some gold into it.
Yeah. I was reading a little bit online before you came in today about this, and they said sometimes you get people who are new at it, don't really know what they're doing, and it almost looks like they're flipping an omelet in a fry pan, and that's maybe not the perfect technique.
Shaking it too hard is you're stirring it up. You just want a gentle side to side and swirling motion and allow the heavier material, the gold and the iron, to settle down to the bottom.
So that's where you want to be a little bit careful too. And that's where you've got to have some of that patience that goes along with it, because it does take a little bit of time. So what do you do when you find gold? Do you keep it? Do you toss it back?
You can keep it if you want. A lot of people will save that black sand and gold and they'll process it in the winter if you're a little bit more serious into collecting it. If you're out and about and you don't want to carry it home, you can just dump it back in and try not to leave too big of a mess wherever you go.
It's mostly just kind of a collector's thing. You're probably not going to find enough anywhere where you can actually go and maybe sell it.
It's more about the excitement of finding it. When you see those little specks in there, you get a little bit of the gold fever.
A lot of fun. And so you've been doing this a long time. Have you gotten a lot of other people involved? You say you got a buddy that does it with you. Have you you've been to other locations and talked to other folks?
We've been around a few spots in the state. I've tried it out, and not too much. I'm fairly new, I guess I would say, at it.
Yeah.
Compared to some of the more serious prospectors.
Sure. Prospectors. Didn't think we'd be calling folks prospectors anymore, did we? Well, it's more of a hobby type thing. Just like going fishing. It's just something fun to do to kill a little bit of time and maybe just have a little enjoyment and learn something about the area that you live.
One more thing to do outdoors.
Exactly. And that's all part of your job, is getting folks outdoors. Get them away from that cell phone for a while and get them outside having some fun.
You got to take a picture and share it on Facebook.
Well, that's true. You got keep the cell phone close by. Just don't spend all day on it, right? All right. Very good. And if you do find some, hey, more power to you. Have fun with that. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.